Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses election rally in Saharanpur to also hold public meetings in Ajmer and Ghaziabad. Congress holds rally in Jaipur. Three Naxalites killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. NIA arrests two key conspirators in West Bengal's Bhupati Nagar blast case. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to lock horns with Royal Challengers Bangalore in Jaipur this evening, and India to take on Australia in the opening match of the five-match men's hockey series in Perth in a short while. And now the news in detail. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this election is not just an election to form a government, but this election is to make a developed India. In the last 5 years, India has become the fifth largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the election rally in Saharanpur today in support of the BJP candidate from Saharanpur, Raghav Lakhanpal, and the party's Kairana candidate, Pradeep Chaudhary. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath was also present in the occasion. Akashvani correspondent reports that speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that if the intention is right, then the results are right. BJP government works without any discrimination. We want our policies to reach everyone, and for this, we have worked for 10 years. That's the real secularism and social justice.
हमारी सोच यही है कि सरकार की योजनाएं हर वर्ग, हर जाति, हर व्यक्ति तक पहुंचे और इसलिए भाजपा सरकार ने 10 साल पूरी ताकत से काम किया है और हमारा तो मंत्र रहा है सैचुरेशन, शत प्रतिशत योजना लागू हो, जितने भी उसके लाभार्थी लोग हैं सबको मिलना चाहिए, कोई भेदभाव के बिना मिलना चाहिए.
Mr. Modi said that in the last 10 years, the government has continuously worked for the development of farmers. Talking about vocal for local, he praised the One District, One Product scheme. He added that what you have seen so far is just a trailer. A lot more needs to be done for a developed India. Senior BJP leader and CM Yogi Adityanath said that we are fortunate that we have seen a new India, which is becoming known as a global leader. He added, today, India is known for its world-class infrastructure, and India is giving the model of development to the world. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Pushkar in Ajmer district of Rajasthan this afternoon. This rally is being organized in support of the BJP candidates of Ajmer and Pushkar. This is the third public meeting of Mr. Modi for the Lok Sabha elections in the state. On the other hand, Congress is holding a big public meeting today in Jaipur regarding its manifesto Nyay Patra. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior party leaders Sonia Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi have reached Jaipur to address this rally. Many other senior leaders of Congress, including Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa, Ashok Gehlot, Pramod Tiwari, are also participating in this public meeting. BJP National President JP Nadda will arrive in Kozhikode today to campaign for the NDA contestants in the general elections. He will stage a roadshow in the city this evening. The roadshow will take place from Ayyaradut Palam to Muthalakulam. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, wished their party workers on the BJP's 45th Foundation Day. Mr. Modi, in his address in Saharanpur, said that a record number of our countrymen have joined the BJP as it has won the trust and hearts of the people. The biggest reason for this is that for the BJP, the nation is first. This is not a slogan, but our faith.
भाजपा से लोग सत्ता के लिए नहीं जुड़ते, बल्कि एक मिशन के लिए जुड़ते हैं. इसलिए भाजपा ने अपने सिद्धांतों, अपने संकल्पों को हमेशा राजनीतिक स्वार्थ से छोड़ करके राष्ट्रहित की सुप्रीमसी के लिए ऊपर रखा है.
Meanwhile, Mr. Shah also thanked the party workers for making BJP the biggest political party in the world. Mr. Nadda paid respects to the senior party leaders for expanding the party nationwide. The labyrinth of India's bustling democracy has been the torchbearer of universal adult franchise. However, the journey towards gender equality in electoral participation has been both remarkable and challenging. A report.
Reflecting on the inaugural general elections held in 1952, out of nearly 80 lakh women voters, around 2.8 lakh couldn't provide their identity details. Fast forward to the present, and the landscape has transformed significantly. In the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, a record-breaking 67.18% of women turned out to cast their ballots, emblematic of a seismic shift in societal norms and awareness. Recognizing the gender gap in electoral participation post-2009, the Election Commission launched the Sweep initiative. From organizing Mahila Matdar rallies in tribal districts to launching the Mother India campaign in Jammu and Kashmir, tailored strategies were implemented to engage and educate women voters. In the 2024 Lok Sabha elections, the winds of change are palpable as 12 states boast more women voters than men. Over 47.1 crore female are set to cast their votes this time. Arpita Chaudhary, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Lakshadweep, the country's smallest Lok Sabha constituency in terms of number of voters, will go to polls in the first phase on the 19th of April. The Union Territory has one Lok Sabha constituency reserved for scheduled tribes. A report.
There are four candidates in fray for the general election in Lakshadweep constituency. The incumbent MP and NCP Sharad Pawar party candidate Mohammad Faisal, former MP and International Congress candidate Hamdulillah Saeed, the BJP-supported NCP Ajit Pawar party candidate TP Yusuf and independent candidate K. Koya are in competition for the single Lok Sabha seat in Lakshadweep. 55 booths are there across 10 islands. 57,784 voters are currently present in the electoral roll. In the last election in 2019, NCP candidate Mohammad Faisal won with a majority of just 823 votes. Many parties such as JDU, CPIM, CPI, who had contested in 2019, is not competing this time. Their votes and nearly 2,000 first-time voters will be crucial in the island's verdict. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
The Congress today released a list of six candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Ramakant Khalap from the North Goa constituency and Captain Viritio Fernandez from the South Goa constituency. Satyapal Singh Sikarwar will contest from Morena in Madhya Pradesh, and Praveen Pathak will fight from the Gwalior constituency. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome to the Midday News on Akashwani. A Delhi court has extended the judicial custody of Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Delhi Deputy CM Manish Sisodia till the 18th of this month in the alleged money laundering case related to the Delhi Excise Policy Scam case. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Court extended the AAP leader's judicial custody today after he was produced before the court on the expiry of his judicial custody granted earlier. AAP leader Sanjay Singh, a co-accused in the case, also appeared before the court for the proceedings. Sanjay Singh recently got bail by the Supreme Court in the case. The Central Bureau of Investigation, as well as Enforcement Directorate, have charged AAP leaders with involvement in irregularities in the excise policy, leading to losses for the state exchequer. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested two key conspirators in West Bengal's Bhupati Nagar blast case that killed 3 persons in December 2022. NIA, in a statement today, said that the accused were arrested amid stiff resistance from an unruly crowd in the state's East Medinapur district. One team member of NIA suffered minor injury, and the agency's official vehicle was also damaged as some miscreants in the crowd assaulted them. The aggressive crowd tried to stop the NIA team and its security component from moving towards Bhupatinagar police station to complete the arrest formalities. The NIA has lodged a complaint at the local police station in this regard. The arrested individuals were identified as Balai Charan Maiti and Manobratha Jana. The two men had actively participated in the conspiracy to manufacture and explode crude bombs to spread terror. 3 Naxalites of the banned CPI Maoist party were killed in an alleged exchange of fire with security forces in a dense forest of Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district bordering Telangana this morning. According to a police official, the encounter took place in the Pujari Kankar forest along the interstate border in the Mulugi district of Telangana. A team of greyhounds, Telangana's elite anti-Naxal force, noticed the Naxalites while combing the forest area after receiving the discreet information. The alleged encounter between them resulted in the death of 3 Naxalites. The Greyhounds police recovered 1 AK-47, 1 LMG and a 12-bore gun. One of the deceased, Santosh, alias Sagar, was the DVCM commander and hailed from Ankushapur village of Jai Shankar Bhupalpalli district, said police sources. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, security forces yesterday foiled an infiltration attempt by terrorists at Sabura Nala along the line of control in the Uri sector of Baramulla in North Kashmir and killed 2 intruders. According to an official in Chinar Corps, the terrorists attempted to infiltrate the Indian side of the LOC, which led to an exchange of fire with the security forces. The army, however, effectively retaliated, resulting in the elimination of 2 infiltrators. Following the encounter, a thorough search operation was conducted in the area, leading to the recovery of warlike stores. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions across parts of East and Peninsular India for today and tomorrow. Heat wave will prevail over some parts of Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry and Telangana today. East and Northeast India will witness enhanced rainfall and thunderstorms in the upcoming days. The IMD added that light to moderate rainfalls will descend over Lakshadweep and Rajasthan today and over Kerala and Puducherry till the 11th of this month. The U.S. is on a high alert and preparing for a significant attack by Iran that could come within the next week, targeting Israeli or American assets in the region, said an official on Friday. The anticipated attack would be in response to Israel's strike on the Iranian embassy in Syria that killed one of its top commanders. The airstrike on the Iranian diplomatic compound in the Syrian capital killed a top Iranian Quds Force commander, General Mohammad Reza Zahidi. In IPL, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening at 7:30 p.m. In yesterday's match, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets in Hyderabad. In hockey, the Harmanpreet Singh-led Indian team will begin its 5-match series against Australia in Perth from today. Today's match will start at 2 p.m. IST at the Perth Hockey Stadium. The hosts are led by Arran Zalisqui. Since 2013, the two teams have met 43 times, with Australia winning 28 matches and India winning just 8, while 7 ended without a result. Indian shuttlers Anupama Upadhyay and Isha Rani Barua have advanced to the women's singles final at the Kazakhstan International Challenge in Astana last night. In men's singles, Tarun Manipalli also reached the final, where he will face 8-seeded Malaysian Sung Joo Wen. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses election rally in Saharanpur. To also hold public meetings in Ajmer and Ghaziabad, Congress holds rally in Jaipur. 3 Naxalites killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. NIA arrests 2 key conspirators in West Bengal's Bhupatinagar blast case. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals to lock horns with Royal Challengers Bangalore in Jaipur this evening, and the first of the 5-match men's hockey series between India and Australia underway in Perth. And with that, we end the midday news.